1 Thessalonians. Chapter 1. Paul, and Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you, and peace, from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, and labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, beloved brothers, your election of God. Because our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance. As you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became our followers, and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Spirit. So that you were examples to all who believe in Macedonia and Achaia. Because from you the word of the Lord was proclaimed not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith towards God is spread abroad. So that we do not need to say anything. Because they themselves show how we came to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath. Anger, judgment. To come. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Because you yourselves know, brothers, our coming to you, was not in vain. But even after we had suffered before, and were shamefully treated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God even amid much controversy. Because our encouragement was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in trickery. But as we were allowed by God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who tries our hearts. Because never at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. Greed. God is witness. Nor did we seek praise of men, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been a burden to you, as the apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherishes her children. So affectionately desiring you, we were willing to have imparted to you, not the gospel of God only, but also our very own souls, because you were dear to us. Because you remember, brothers, our labor and pain. We preached to you the gospel of God laboring night and day, because we did not want to be indebted to any of you. You are witnesses, and God also, how holy and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe. As you know how we encouraged and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his children. That you would walk worthy of God, who has called you to his kingdom and glory. Also for this reason we thank God without ceasing, because, when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectively works also in you who believe. Because you, brothers, became followers of the churches of God which are in Judea in Christ Jesus. Because you also have suffered similar things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. Who both killed the Lord Jesus, and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they do not please God, and are contrary to all men. Forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles. Non-Jews. That they might be saved, to fill up their sins always. Because the wrath, anger, judgment, has come upon them completely. But we, brothers, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Therefore we would have come to you, even I Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Because what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Is it not you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? Because you are our glory and joy. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Therefore when we could no longer wait, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone. And sent Timothy, our brother, and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you, and to comfort you concerning your faith. That no man should be moved because of these trials, because you yourselves know that we are appointed for this purpose. Because truly, when we were with you, we told you before that we would suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and you know. For this reason, when I could no longer wait, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter had tempted you, and our labor was in vain. But now when Timothy came from you to us, and brought us good news of your faith and charity, love, and that you have fond memories of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brothers, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. Because now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. Because what thanks can we render to God again for you, because all the joy with which we rejoice for your sakes before our God. Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face, and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now may God himself and our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, direct our way to you. And may the Lord cause you to grow and abound in love towards one another, and towards all men, even as we do towards you. To the end he may establish your hearts without blame in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Furthermore then we urge you, brothers, and encourage you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received from us how you ought to live and to please God, so you would grow more and more. Because you know the commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. Because this is the will of God, even your growing in sanctification, spiritual maturity, that you should abstain from fornication, sex outside of marriage. That every one of you should know how to possess his body in purity and honor. Not in the passions of lust, as the Gentiles, non-Jews, who do not know God. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter. Because the Lord is the one who takes vengeance on all such, as we also have warned you and told you ahead of time. Because God has not called us to uncleanness, but to holiness. He therefore who despises these commandments does not despise man, but God, who has also given to us his Holy Spirit. But concerning brotherly love you do not need that I write to you, because you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And indeed you do it towards all the brothers who are in all Macedonia, but we urge you, brothers, that you increase more and more. And that you study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you. That you may walk honestly towards those who are outside, and that you may not lack anything. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brothers, concerning those who are asleep, that you not sorrow, even as others who have no hope. Because if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so those also who sleep in Jesus God will bring with him. Because this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who are asleep. Because the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need that I write to you. Because you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Because when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as birth pains upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Because those who sleep, sleep in the night, and those who get drunk in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Because God has not appointed us to wrath, anger, judgment, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Who died for us, that, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore comfort yourselves together, and encourage one another, even as you also do. And we urge you, brothers, to know those who labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And be at peace among yourselves. Now we encourage you, brothers, warn those who are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men. See that no one renders evil for evil to any man. But ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves, and to all men. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearances of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you. Make you clean and holy. Completely. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, who will also do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this letter be read to all the holy brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Let it be.